Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan government 5 days to clarify whether it has declared independence. And if it turns out it has, he says, Catalonia has 3 days after that to rescind the claim. Mr. Rajoy made the announcement in an address to Spain's parliament, saying he hopes Catalonia revokes any declaration of independence if it has indeed made one.
En el caso de que la respuesta sea afirmativa,
in the case of a positive answer, or there is no answer, Mr. Puigdemont will be asked to revoke the so-called Declaration of Independence. To the first question, he has as a deadline next Monday at 10 a.m. To the second one, let's hope it doesn't happen, he has as a deadline until Thursday at 10 a.m, Thursday next week.
It's the first step to activating Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. Doing so would let Mr. Rajoy suspend Catalonia's political autonomy and take over the region. The demands of the Spanish government come after a speech earlier this week by Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. But the Catalan Parliament Speaker, Carme Forcadell, says invoking Section 155 of the Constitution could backfire.
What I would like to say is that Article 155 would create the opposite effect that the Spanish government intends. As I have said, repression has not served to stop this democratic process. So much so, as I understand it, applying 155 would deepen the problem. It would be worse because I am sure many people are prepared to defend Catalonia's self-government. And that is the way it is. It would deepen the problem. It wouldn't be a solution. It would produce the opposite effect.
The Spanish government says the referendum in Catalonia is illegal and contravenes the constitution. So far, Mr. Rajoy has ruled out mediation to solve the crisis. Ms. Forcadell says the Spanish Prime Minister needs to solve the problem through politics.
Entonces yo creo que lo más importante es...
I think that at this moment, President Rajoy is at a historical crossroads. That is, he must decide whether he chooses dialogue and mediation or whether he will continue using repression as he has thus far. I think he has the historical responsibility of resolving a political conflict politically, and so far he has only tried to do so through the courts and through repression.
Spain has been in turmoil since the disputed referendum on October the 1st. Nearly 90% of voters backed independence, but turnout was only 43%, with anti-independence voters largely boycotting the ballot. Earlier this week, Catalan leaders signed a declaration of independence, but they halted its implementation to hold talks with the Spanish government. Pro-independence supporters in Catalonia are frustrated at the uncertainty and angry at Mr. Rajoy, as this woman explains.
He wants to apply the Article 155 either way as a reprisal against Catalans. To me, it is clear that Puigdemont wants independence, but he was asking for dialogue to prevent them from saying he didn't want to discuss it. It is impossible to talk with Rajoy, and that is why I don't know what is going to happen. Nobody knows what is going to happen.
Mariano Rajoy's move could, in the short term, deepen the divide between the Spanish government and Catalonia's. But it also signals a potential step towards resolving Spain's biggest political crisis since a failed military coup of 1981.